Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. After the prayer, the second most important worship ritual of Islam is zakah. In all ancient religions, one of the mannerisms which people have adopted to worship their deities is to present a part of their wealth, produce and livestock. In the religion of the prophets also, this ritual has been upheld, and precisely for this reason it is regarded as a worship ritual. The essence of zakat is to pledge one's wealth before the Almighty. The Quran uses the word sadaqah also for zakat, and by its very usage it says that this actually is nothing but something which has been devoted for the cause of the Almighty. The word sadaqah itself means wealth which has been devoted for the cause of the Almighty. In previous religions, the custom was that this wealth was taken from people and given to the custodians and the keepers of the place of worship so that they could spend it for the welfare of the worshippers. However, in our religion, this practice has been discontinued, and now this wealth is given to our state, which then uses it for the purposes we shall enumerate later, inshallah. Now, as far as the history of zakat is concerned, it is as old as the history of the prayer itself. The Quran says it is a haqqum ma'lum in the wealth of the believers. We know that the Prophet Ismail has been recorded in the Quran as saying, وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ. He used to enjoin zakat and salat on his people. Similarly, we see the Prophet Jesus, we have his words in the Quran as, وَأَوْسَانِ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا. I have been ordained to pray and to give zakat as long as I live. Hence we know that zakat is something which was known in the Arabian society, and there was no need to tell its details. Its rates were all fixed, and they were fixed in the time of Abraham perhaps, and the Arabian society was well aware of these rates. And perhaps precisely for this reason, the Quran does not mention these rates. As far as the objective of zakat is concerned, it is to purify one's wealth and one's soul, and to infuse blessings in one's wealth. The sharia of the zakat has also been outlined in the Quran, and parts of it have also been outlined in the Sunnah of the Prophet. As far as the exemptions of zakat are concerned, we know that nothing except three things are exempt from zakat. The first of these three is a statutory exemption called nisab. Secondly, items of everyday use are also exempt from zakat. And thirdly, means and tools of production, trade and business are also exempt from zakat. Now, as far as the various rates of zakat are concerned, zakat on wealth is 2.5% and shall be levied annually. Similarly, zakat on produce, whether it's industrial produce or agricultural produce, it has three rates. It is 5% in items which are primarily produced by the interaction of labor and capital. It is 10% in items which are produced such that the production L factor is either labor or capital. And it is 20% in objects which are gained or which are obtained such that neither labor nor capital is used. As far as zakat on livestock is concerned, its details can be gauged from any book of hadith or fiqh, which tells in details how one has to pay zakat if one owns a herd of cattle, sheep, animal or camel and similar other animals. The heads of zakat have also been spelled out by the Quran. The first of these heads is that zakat shall be spent for the welfare of the poor and needy. Secondly, the zakat money can also be used by the state to disperse the salaries of all its employees. The third head of zakat is that all expenditure or all political expenditure for the cause of the state can also be obtained from this zakat money. Fourthly, for the liberation of slavery of all kinds. And fifthly, all those people who are burdened with economic losses and are under some fine, this money can also be used for this purpose. Sixthly, all expenditure which is done for the cause of religion and for the welfare of the citizens can also be used from this money. And finally, for the welfare of the traveler. These then are the seven heads of the zakah which the Quran explicitly mentions. Another thing which needs to be known is that a form of zakah is the sadaqah of fitr. It is to be paid before the Eid of the prayer of the fitr, the prayer offered on the Eid al-Fitr, and it is levied on every Muslim, whether he is young or old, and whether he is rich or poor. And it actually amounts to a day's food, which a Muslim has to give before he offers the prayer of Eid al-Fitr. This then is a brief introduction to the directives of zakat. We have seen that zakat rates have not been mentioned in the Quran because it is a pre-existing sunnah. And similarly, zakat is primarily given to purify one's wealth and one's soul. وَالْآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ